This show was made at Art Media with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website artmedia.org.nz.
Do you have legal questions? Listen now to The Law Lady. Get empowered and informed with Angela right now here on RFM.
Kia ora koutou katoa, and today we're going to talk about the election and specifically about enrolling to vote. So the 2026 general election, where we elect all of the people who represent us in Parliament, will take place on Saturday the 7th of November 2026, and there are some rules around how you can enrol to vote in this election. So as always, the show's only general information and your specific circumstances may be different. If you'd like some specific advice, you can give Taranaki Community Law a call on 0800 529 878 or you can contact your own lawyer. The information on my show isn't meant to replace individual advice from a lawyer. But we would like to hear from you. So if you've got anything to share about this show or any of my previous shows, you can post on the Taranaki Community Law Facebook page. I will also put some links to some of the important voting and enrolment documentation on our Facebook page, so do keep an eye out there. You can also follow Taranaki Community Law on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. So, 2026 general election. This will be taking place on Saturday the 7th of November, so that's election day. There will be advanced voting, so as in the last few elections, you can vote in advance. There'll be an advanced voting period, and then after midnight Saturday the 7th of November, then all the votes will be counted up and we will have a new government of some kind. Now, in the last few elections, you were able to vote, enrol and vote during both the advanced voting period and on the day. So if you turned up on the day and it turned out you were not enrolled, you were able to cast what's called a special vote by enrolling to vote and then voting on that day. This was also the case in the advance voting period. So if you got in there and realised actually you couldn't vote because you weren't enrolled, then you could still do that enrolment process and cast what's called a special vote. The government have recently changed this to prevent people from being able to vote in this way. And this is concerning. Any time a government tries to restrict people's ability to vote, which is one of the sort of fundamental pillars of our democracy, we should be really and rightly concerned about why they are doing this and the purposes for it. Now, the government have said that this is to make the process faster because having to count up the special votes takes more time than counting the regular votes, and it is a more time-consuming process. And this is well true. However, the length of time is really only a few weeks. We're not talking months and months where we are without a government or we are unable to kind of figure out how many people each party gets. We are not talking a long time period, but this is the justification is that this will make that clearer. Again, however, any time you try and restrict people's ability to vote, we should be concerned because voting is one of the cornerstones of having a strong democracy. If you limit people's abilities to do that, then you are running some risks around the fitness of your democracy. However, that's what the law currently is, as been changed to. So in order to vote in the general election this year, you need to be enrolled by midnight, 13 days before election day. So that means that you cannot enrol to vote or update your enrolment details after midnight, Sunday the 25th of October. So you have until the 25th of October to get your enrolment details sorted out and to enrol to vote. So that's your cutoff date, the 25th of October. Now, you might be like, well, I'm already enrolled. It's totally fine, Angela. I don't need to worry about that. However, if it turns out that your enrolment is not correct or there is a problem with it, and you don't realise that until it comes time to vote, then you will not in fact, be able to vote, because you can't update your details either, even if you were enrolled but not quite enrolled in the right way. So it's really important that if you are not sure whether you are enrolled, or if you're not sure if your enrolment is correct, that you actually check your enrolment details to make sure that they are accurate, again, before Sunday the 25th of October. Because it would be nothing worse than turning up to vote and finding that you cannot because of a technicality, because you haven't got the updated details correct in your voting stuff. So if you are in that position, do check in case you need to update your enrolment details by the 25th of October. So a break for our first song, and when we come back we'll talk a little bit about the actual process of enrolling to vote. It's actually very simple, but there are a couple of different ways that you can do that. Our first song today, I think I play the song every time I talk about the government, and it's not about any specific government, it's just an apt song, and this is My Mind Sedate by Shehard. Hoki mai anō, ki te Law Lady on RTFM, and today we are talking about voting in the general election. So a reminder, the general election will take place on Saturday the 7th of November, and you must enrol to vote by Sunday the 25th of October. So unlike previous elections, you cannot enrol and vote at the same time. You must be enrolled before the voting period starts. So the easiest way to enrol is to do so online, and I'll put a link to the website for the Election Commission. It's pretty simple. But in order to do that, you need to have some ID. So you need to have either a New Zealand driver's license, a New Zealand passport, or a RealMe verified identity. So if you have one of those three things, then you can use the online enrolment form. And it is, as I said, very simple, very straightforward. So one of my children recently turned 18, which was very exciting, and they have used this online enrolment form to enrol themselves to vote. Very easy. However, if you don't have ID, then you can still enrol. It just needs a couple of extra steps. So it's not a barrier. You can still enrol to vote even if you don't have one of these IDs. If you don't have any ID, then you can complete the enrolment form online and then have it emailed or posted for you to sign and then return. So you can still do all of the stuff on the website and then they'll send it out to you and then you'll sign it either electronically or via email and then return it to the Electoral Commission. And then you can upload it, email it, or post the completed form back. So even if you don't have ID, so you can still do the majority of that process online and then just do that last little bit. If you don't want to do that or you can't figure out the online process, as I said, it's very simple, but if it's not for you and you maybe don't have access to the internet or you don't want to do the online form, you can actually get a printed enrolment form as well. So there is still an option for a printed enrolment form. You can download it from the website. I imagine there will be various places where you can go and get one, a physical copy, probably places like the library or other kinds of places that you might ask if they would be able to get you a physical copy of the enrolment form. You could also call the Electoral Commission. Again, they've got a phone number. It's an 0800 number on their website. So you can call them to ask for them to send you a physical form as well. So there are some options there about getting hold of a physical enrolment form, including calling them or seeing if you can find one somewhere else. If you've got that enrolment form, that physical form, you fill it in. Again, pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And then you can post it back to them. And there's no cost. So if you send it back, it's a free post, so you don't have to put a stamp or anything like that on it. You just have to address it correctly, and then it will go to the right people, and then they will complete that enrolment process for you. So there are a bunch of different ways that you can complete this enrolment process. They are pretty simple, but it is very important that you actually go through and do that. So the first step is to check to see if you are already enrolled. And then if you are already enrolled, you can also use these processes to update your enrolment if perhaps it's an older enrolment and you're not, the address isn't the correct place, or maybe your name isn't correct. Then if you are not enrolled, so you've checked and you're not on there, then you can complete this form and enrol. Once you have done that, once you have sent it all in, then you are enrolled to vote. Once you're enrolled to vote, then you can go along on election day or during the advance voting period and you can then vote. If you are enrolled, you will receive confirmation from the Electoral Commission that they have received your enrolment and that you are enrolled to vote. If you are enrolled to vote in enough time in advance, you'll also get what's called an Easy Vote card sent out to you. So that Easy Vote card will give you some details about your enrolment, and then you can take the card itself, which is just like a cardboard piece of paper, when you vote to make it easier when you go to a voting place. However, you don't have to receive that to show that you are enrolled. So even if you don't get an Easy Vote card, you may still be enrolled to vote, right? So if you are enrolling a little bit closer to the time, then they may not be able to print those and send those off. So you should get it, but if you don't get it, you might still be enrolled. It's not an indication that you're not enrolled just because you don't get the Easy Vote card. You also don't have to use the Easy Vote card. So you receive it and you can take it with you to a voting place, but you do not need it. You can just rock up to a voting place. You do not need ID. You just rock up and be, hey, here's my name. I think they ask for your address. I can't really remember. I voted in like a million elections and I don't even remember. They cross your name off and off you go and vote. It's very simple. You don't require anything in order to go and vote. It is enough just to turn up, provided you are already enrolled. So that's that side of it is pretty simple and straightforward. If you cannot complete the enrolment form yourself, then there is also a process where somebody can give you a hand to do that. And that does require a little bit more effort or a little bit more form filling in, but that is also something that can be done. As well as that, if you are currently 17, but you are turning 18 before the election, you can also enrol to vote now. So all of these things that I've talked about, filling in the postal form or doing it online, you can do that if you are currently 17 and you're going to turn 18 before the election, or even if you're not, you still can do it. But if you're going to turn 18 before the election, you can enrol now as a 17-year-old, and then once you turn 18, your enrolment will then be confirmed. So, for example, if your birthday is somewhere between the 25th of October and the 7th of November, where you can't enrol, you can enrol in advance, and then you will, or your enrolment will then be sort of automatically happen on your 18th birthday. So if you find yourself in that situation, where your birthday is in that time period, do enrol in advance so that you can then still do that, and then you can vote in the election. So break for our second song, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the process if someone else is helping you fill in your form, because it does just involve a couple of little extra steps. Our second song today is by Rob Ruha, and this is That's Where I'll Be.
Wide open spaces, mocha on faces, anywhere at home, that's where I'll be. Oh, from playlist to places, go cruising for ages, moving coast to coast, that's where I'll be, that's where I'll be. Summer in the morning light, everything's feeling right, waves in the distance calling me home again. Back to the mama, down to the moana, you and me, the guy up to the venue, singing.
That's where I'll be. That's where I'll be.
Hoki mai anō ki te Law Lady on RTFM, and today we have been talking about voting, and specifically about the process of enrolling to vote. So you do have to enrol to vote before Sunday the 25th of October in order to vote in the general election on the 7th of November. Now, if you need help filling in your form for a variety of reasons, then you can still do that. You can ask someone to support you to complete the enrolment form or to complete your form for you. Your support person can also help you to enrol online. However, whichever way you enrol, you need to sign the form. So if you can't complete or sign the form because of either a physical or mental impairment, then there are some further steps that need to happen. So it's totally fine to have somebody help you fill in the forms, provided you can sign them yourself, absolutely no problems. If you cannot sign the form yourself for whatever reason, then there is a couple of extra steps, but you can still enrol. Okay, so you can still be enrolled even if you can't sign the form. So if you know somebody who can't complete and sign the enrolment form because of for any reason, essentially, then you can complete and sign a form for somebody else if you are enrolled to vote yourself. So if you're currently enrolled to vote, you can complete and sign an enrolment form for somebody who can't do it themselves because of a physical impairment. So if they can't fill it in because they physically are unable to, then you can do it. You need to be enrolled to vote yourself, however. You can also complete and sign the form if you have power of attorney, where somebody has a physical impairment. We'll talk about mental impairments in a little bit. And then you can just upload the completed form or email it to the Electoral Commission. You can't do the online component in that respect. If somebody has a mental impairment or some reason why they cannot sign the form for a cognitive or mental reason, again, somebody else can complete and sign the enrolment form, but it is a slightly more formal process. So if somebody has a mental impairment and they cannot therefore sign the form, you can do it for them. If you are enrolled to vote, so again the same, you have enduring power of attorney, or you are the person's appointed welfare guardian. Enduring power of attorney here, you need to be the personal care and welfare attorney, and that enduring power of attorney needs to be active. Okay, so the fact that you're named on the EPOA is not necessarily going to be enough. It needs to be an active EPOA, or you are the welfare guardian of the person who has the mental impairment. As well as that, you also need to fill in another form so that you can be contacted as the representative of the person with a mental impairment. And those forms are also available on the voting website. So all of that information is there, and all of those other forms are there. You can upload them, you can email them, you can post them, you can give them a call and ask about how that process works. It's all quite straightforward there. If someone has a mental impairment but they want to vote, then they absolutely can. There are no restrictions in Aotearoa New Zealand in terms of fitness to vote. I'm using quotation marks. If you want to vote, then you can vote, provided you are over 18. Anybody who is over 18 is able to vote in the general election. So having some kind of mental impairment or cognitive issue does not preclude somebody from being able to vote if that's something that they want to do. They are totally fine to do that. You can also contact the Electoral Commission if you've got questions about completing an enrolment form on somebody else's behalf. So if you're unsure about how this process works or what to do, then you can absolutely contact them and they will also give you a hand. So there are a lot of different ways that you can enrol to vote. It's really, really important for this election particularly that people check their details to see if they are already enrolled. And if they are not enrolled or their details are incorrect, that they enrol to vote now. If you do it now and it's properly done, then you can still vote in the election. There is nothing worse from a sort of democratic perspective than trying to vote and being unable to because you haven't got the right enrolment information. Okay, so it's really important that everybody does this, that you go and check. If you know people who aren't enrolled, encourage them to do so. It's not that difficult. It's a pretty straightforward process. They don't need to have ID. You just need to have been living somewhere for at least a month in order, because you do need information about where you live. But if you are away for work or for other purposes, you can have whatever your main home is as your address for enrolling as well. So it's not hard, but it is a process that needs to happen. So as I said, I'll put all of those links on our Facebook page and on our other social media. Please do go and have a check. Do enrol if you are not already enrolled. There is no requirement to vote. So if you enrol and then decide not to vote, then there's no problem with that. No one's going to chase you up and be like, hey, why didn't you vote? So enrolling doesn't mean you're definitely going to vote, but it does mean that you have the opportunity to vote. And everybody should have that opportunity. So all people should have that chance to make those choices about what our society looks like from a democratic perspective. So it is super, super important. If you've got any questions, you can contact Taranaki Community Law or have a chat. There's a whole bunch of information out there about how to do this as well. If you've got any questions about this or any other legal issue, you can give us a call on 0800 529 878, but this is only general information and it's not meant to replace advice of a lawyer. Otherwise, your specific circumstances may differ. Ka korero aho, a te rau wā.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information on this show and others like this, head along to our website, artmedia.org.nz. That's artmedia.org.nz. We've made this podcast with help from New Zealand On Air. For more information about this show and other local shows, make sure you head to our website, artmedia.org.nz.